The All Arizona Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now.
Hundreds rally in Phoenix versus Trump's immigration plan.
Yeah, it all depends if you saw it on the news, if you read about it. But there are a number of people all around the country that are really ticked about the zero tolerance policy. So right here.
All around the world.
Right. So right here, a group of immigrant rights activists rallied in a peaceful way from Central United Methodist to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office downtown with one message. Keep these families together. Do not take these kids and warehouse them in these facilities.
Trump's new zero-tolerance immigration policy is to separate children from their families. And over the weekend, we saw a picture of a two-year-old that was separated from her mother as they tried to sneak into the United States. We also have a doctor that went to one of these facilities and was horrified at what she saw. We're going to tell you about that in about 10 minutes, but even United States Senator and Arizona's own Jeff Flake, he sent a letter over the weekend to the Department of Homeland Security, and he wants to know what is going on. It deals with families lawfully seeking asylum. It deals with a so-called law that Trump has talked about that was passed by the Democrats to separate parents from their children. Jeff Flake's trying to figure it out.
There's no law that actually does that, right?
There is no law.
Yeah.
So Jeff Flake is in on it now. The rest of Congress is trying to figure out. This just looks really bad.
Yeah.
Four.
Ducey launches his re-election campaign.
I mean, it's really no surprise, but he's officially launched his re-election campaign. We know that, and we've talked about for a couple of months now, that, you know, Doug Ducey, the only thing that you could really hit him on was education, paying teachers, funding education. But he took care of that when the Red for Ed movement basically put, 50,000 people on his front lawn at the state capitol. So, I'm no odds maker. I stink at predicting stuff. But to me, it looks like unless something just bubbles to the surface in the next couple of months, he should have an easy path to another term.
I think that he probably wins. I mean, when Red for Ed came out, I think it was in doubt for a bit. I think that he's going to face former Secretary of State Ken Bennett, who's been very ugly towards the McCains, by the way, saying, trust me, I'm not going to make Cindy a senator if John McCain were to pass. That's just a shot at the McCains. I don't think that's very cool. Doug Ducey will certainly be on the ballot in November. It's just a matter of who is he going to run against. Is he going to run against a state senator named Steve Farley? He's been on the show before. He's actually sided with Ducey on a couple things concerning education. There's David Garcia, who is big with education, but I don't see how Ducey could lose this race.
Yeah, unless
really
something
don't.
Big pops up in the next couple of months. Looks like a shoo-in.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. Ducey's free college program for teachers is under fire.
All right, so remember the promise made by the governor towards potential teachers? If you want to teach in Arizona, we'll pay for your education. Well, there's a report that talks about if you go to one of the three state universities, you're not going to get the 4 years promise. You're only going to get two.
Yeah.
And then one of the other problems is, okay, if you're only going to get two out of the 4 years, what's going to stop this teacher, possible teacher in training, right, to leave Arizona and go to Texas?
Right.
Or go to Utah? Because then we've just... Why are we doing that if you're not staying in Arizona? Why are we paying for you to go and teach in Utah? So this thing seems a little bit messy.
So far, you've got juniors and seniors can access the academy at ASU and Northern Arizona University. But at University of Arizona down in Tucson, it's a 1 year master's program. So the Arizona Teachers Academy shows early signs of success. But like you said, it sounds like it's all over the place. And are we really just saying it's free education, a four-year deal, where it doesn't actually become a four-year free education system?
I thought it was free. So you got to tell me the truth. Is it 4 years or two? Because if it's two, it's still a good deal. But that's not what you told me at the beginning.
Right, but that's much different than a full ride 4 years, but you must stay in Arizona to teach.
Absolutely. You got to keep the possible teachers here.
Two.
Self-driving Waymo car crashes.
All right, so are we going to talk about every Waymo car that crashes?
Yes.
We shouldn't.
Yes.
I know, but we shouldn't.
I know we shouldn't, but we will because of the death of the autonomous vehicle.
I get it, but who said these cars in autonomous mode are going to be perfect? Nobody. They're just supposed to be better than humans. So police are saying a self-driving vehicle was among five cars involved in a collision.
And it did not cause the crash,
no serious
right?
injuries. I think somebody crashed into it. And it happened over the weekend. A witness said a car failed to stop for a red light and crashed into a Waymo vehicle as it was making a left turn. How is that Waymo vehicle going to avoid that? It can't.
It won't,
It won't. So will some of these autonomous mode, cars that are in autonomous mode, are they going to make some mistakes? Yes, but they're supposed to be better than humans. Computers are supposed to make less mistakes than human beings.
I totally hear what you're saying, but ever since that report came out about the autonomous vehicle from Uber and the death of that woman, unfortunately, any crash now is going to be highlighted, and people are going to half hear, oh, another autonomous vehicle? Well, we got to get those things up. If you're an autonomous vehicle producer, you work for them, you've got a big hurdle to climb now. You've got to make sure that people understand these are supposed to be safer than regular people in regular cars.
One.
Man dead after confrontation with Mesa police.
Uh-oh, we've got another Mesa police story. A man has died after being shot and killed by a Mesa police officer. Officers responded to a 911 hang-up call from a residence. Police arrived, saw a man and a woman. They escorted the woman away. The man yelled at the officers, went back in the house, got a gun, and the cops had to shoot him dead. Okay, go ahead and rip the cops. Who's going to go ahead and rip the Mesa police again?
Well, inside they found a BB gun. So again,
still a gun. You come out with a gun, you don't exactly know what it is.
Exactly.
See, so this guy is stupid for coming out of a house with any type of gun.
But you know there are going to be people in the community that are going to say, died unnecessarily, you only had a BB gun. Yeah, but again, you cannot come out with something that looks like a weapon
right.
when you're being called to a domestic violence
situation.
When
you're running away from police.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
You know, last week we talked about how certain people are smearing the Mesa Police Department. We've had a lot of videos.
What does that mean, certain people? What do you mean?
Activists.
Oh, okay.
Lawyers.
They have an agenda.
They have an agenda. They're looking for any little thing to hit the cops on.
Right.
And it's totally unfair. So let's see if people start talking about this one. A guy runs into a house, and then he comes out with what looks like a gun, and he's shot dead. Well, that's his fault.
Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea, no mask, no hose, and no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right, Trump's new zero tolerance border policy has millions of Americans outraged, and a two-year-old girl is now the new symbol of this tragic policy. We're going to talk about it in a second.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, right now on CNN, we are watching the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen.
Not only on CNN, it's on MSNBC, mm-hmm. it's on Fox News, it's everywhere.
Speaking to reporters about family separations, the controversy, and I know I've been off for a week, and we'll talk about that later in the show.
Nice to see you, man.
Good to be back. Thank you for holding down the fort. I started seeing this on Saturday, reports of what is happening with children who are being taken from their families, who are coming into this country illegally. They are being separated under what's called a zero-tolerance policy by the current administration. And where these children are going, what is happening to these children, and what is happening to the parents of these children, and it has not just mushroomed, it has exploded into these just a series of news stories and exposés on what these kids are going through, why the current administration is continuing to blame other administrations and the Democrat Party for this. It has become what everybody's talking about.
Well, we knew this was going to happen because we talked about it months ago when we heard that there was going to be a zero tolerance policy from the Trump administration on immigration, and they were going to separate children from their parents, and they were going to do it because it would deter people from coming in. We knew this was going to get big. We called it out immediately. It is absolutely un-American. It is despicable. It is callous. It is disgusting. And they've actually, been doing this now for quite a while. Trump has been doing this for quite a while. So I think it was April 6th. They basically implemented this zero tolerance immigration policy. They're going to treat people who try and cross illegally as a criminal, and then they separate them from their children. And
also people who are claiming asylum, which is supposedly they're doing it legally, but they're still getting treated as though they are criminals.
You always, if you want a story to get, if you want a story, I'll use your word, to explode, take a picture of one of the children.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we were waiting for, and that happened over the weekend. Because you want to, we can sit here and tell you they're separating children from their parents. And you could be outraged, or you could be like, yay, Trump.
Right. But okay? You don't have an image.
You don't have the image. And over the weekend, we got an image. We actually have two stories of two different children. Both are age two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start with the first one in the Washington Post. No, let's start with the other one. Let's start with the picture, Mac. Let's start with the picture.
All right. The picture is of a two-year-old screaming, looking up, and you see the Border Patrol vehicle in the background, and you see the look of terror, sadness, despair, distraught on this two-year-old's face.
Right.
And you feel for that child.
Of course.
I mean, unless you're not a human being, even when I didn't have children, I became a dad 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. You still have some kind, or you should have, this emotional or visceral reaction, and that's what I don't understand about this administration. They are almost glib that they're getting to do this to people.
The two-year-old is screaming while mom is getting patted down.
Right.
And so here's the thing. They shouldn't be sneaking into the United States. No question about it. They were caught. We should catch them. We don't just say, oh, that's a cute two-year-old. Let's let him in. But the picture was taken by a man who, he has been in war zones in the Middle East. He has taken pictures of
disease,
Ebola,
refugee crisis.
He's been in Africa,
right,
everywhere, and he said this was one of the toughest pictures he's ever taken. He said he literally had to catch his breath after taking the picture because he knew what was going to happen.
Right.
What is that? Well, they stop him at the border. Pat mom down. They put mom and the two-year-old in a truck or a van, which is what they should do. But this man who took the picture knew what was going to happen after that. What was going to happen after that? That two-year-old was going to be separated from mom.
And what I just read, I didn't even tell you this. What I just read, another report, is that they tell the parents, we're just going to wash the child, and they never see the child. Well, I shouldn't say never, but the parents don't really understand what's going to happen.
They lie to the mother.
They lie to the mother.
We're going to bathe your child.
Correct.
They never return the child.
So where do the children... Well, we shouldn't say never. Hopefully there is reunification. But you don't know the timeline. And you don't know where your child is headed. And when you see the image of that little girl, and now that we know, if you have read the reports, your heart goes out to this child even more because of what is not being done to the child. Now, let me be perfectly clear, because I posted this on our Facebook page over the weekend, and almost immediately I realized I cannot read the comments because people are just hateful and they don't listen, or they don't read, or they think I've got an agenda. I don't have an agenda.
Okay? I read some of the comments, and some of them, it was 50-50, and that actually makes me sad.
Yeah. I don't want open borders. We are not for open borders. We are for the rule of law. There's got to be a better system than this. But what really affected me was when a doctor walked into a facility and found out that the children that are taken care of under our government, the government has instructed the people who are taking care of these children, do not touch them. See, I can't do this. Do not touch those children. Do not hug them. You can care for them, but don't interact with them. And what you are doing is you are taking away a primary, a primal thing for these children to actually survive. You are not allowed to comfort. You are not allowed to hug a two-year-old who is beating a mat because she wants her mother. That is criminal.
It's cruel.
It is beyond cruel in the sense that this administration knowingly understands what they're doing when they instruct the caregivers not to comfort the children. That is setting it up, that is setting the child up for issues down the road, and a government that is willing to do that knowingly is just unbelievably evil. And I don't say that lightly. I've never been more livid in my life. I have never been more livid at my government before reading that these children are not, they're being fed, they're being clothed. But could you sit there and watch a child cry and beg to be picked up and ignore that child? I couldn't. I couldn't. And I read that article three times thinking, I missed something. I missed something in this article. This cannot be happening. And this doctor said, we could not believe that these caregivers, quote unquote caregivers, were instructed by the government not to touch these children.
They don't speak English either. Excuse me. The people who are caring for the kids don't speak Spanish, so they can't talk to them either. There's a language barrier.
Oh, my God.
I'll say this, because you weren't here last week and we did a lot in North Korea. As much as I think Trump did a very good job with North Korea, this man who is leading the nation needs a moral reckoning.
That's a great term for it.
This is callous. It is un-American. It is disgusting. And he doesn't care. Trump doesn't care because they're not Americans. They have brown skin. He doesn't care. And I've said this, you know, for quite a long time. Listen, I don't hate Trump. I don't love Trump. I'm about the only guy around that can tell you some of the good things and the bad things about him. I'm not all bad and I'm not all good. This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Knowing that you are not giving a child comfort has to be criminal. Because every psychological textbook, every study, if you become a foster parent like I did, if you become a parent and you read The Connected Child or you read How to Be a Better Mom or Dad, you know that one of the things you have to give children is comfort so they attach. And what you are setting yourself up for, Mr. President, and this administration is a whole host of lawsuits from these parents and other parents down the road. I mean, this is beyond tragic. I mean, this is something that our grandparents would talk about. This happens in other countries. This does not happen here. But when Jeff Sessions comes on, and I mean, like, you can see the twitch of a smile in his face. They actually think this is a good policy. I cannot believe that the staff, and this is what this doctor said who visited the shelter, they have beds, they have toys, they have a playground and people who can change their diapers.
All true.
But as you pointed out, they don't speak Spanish. They cannot pick up or touch the children. They cannot get their parents for them. There is a foundational need that is not being met. Having trust in adults as a young child is not being met. It contradicts everything we know in psychology that kids need to build for them to be healthy. They are knowingly not making these kids healthy.
And Jeff Sessions last week used the Bible.
Yeah.
And really ticked me off because I'm a Christian and I try and read the Bible and he says the Bible says this is okay. Maybe he should read the Bible again because the Bible that I read instructs us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And it says it more than a dozen times in the Bible. And we're not doing that.
I mean, it's being described as kids in cages. Now the secretary will say that they are chain link, you know, cubicles or something. They're cages. They have a shelter over their head. They're being fed.
Right.
And that's it.
If it was a cage and they were in there with their parents, that would be different because you have to hold them somewhere. But they're alone. Mm. They're alone. All right. Coming up next, We have looked into this. We have researched this. President Trump says a law passed by Democrats is to blame for the children being separated from their parents at the border. He is flat out lying. It is a lie, and we'll prove it to you next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Donald Trump's zero tolerance policy is what people are talking about as more and more information is coming out about what happens when people who come here for asylum, come here for illegally, I should say, either for asylum or for a better life and bring their children. Those children are then taken from the parents, separated. And we talked about last segment where these kids are and how they are not being taken care of. In fact, I think that they are being inflicted with more trauma.
Remember, just let me insert something. They're being fed. They're given toys.
They have a roof over their head.
Yes. But when you say they're not being taken care of, they are not. No one is allowed to touch a child. No one is allowed to hug a kid. No one is allowed to settle a child down whose mother is nowhere to be found.
Right.
That's the part where they're not taking care of the child. That's the part. And I just want to make that very clear. It's not like we are torturing these children, actually, by taking their children or taking their parents away. But we're not starving them.
No.
It's
no.
Nothing like that. They're getting three square meals.
Right.
Okay. So, over the many weeks, Trump has said this. Take a listen.
This is a Democrat bill. The Democrats can end that very quickly. All they have to do is sit down with us.
Okay. All they have to, he's blaming the Democrats. Why are children being taken away? It's the Democrats' fault.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
Okay. So let me tell you why Trump is flat out lying here. I mean, I can't believe that his nose doesn't grow from here to Canada. Trump has repeatedly said this. He has falsely asserted that there was a law passed by the Democrats, and the Democrats are to blame for the family separation policy. That is a lie.
Is there a law?
There is no law.
So the Democrats never crafted or came up with something back in the Obama administration or the Carter administration or the Clinton administration?
No. Let me put this to bed. There is no law. That is a lie. What he is saying is a flat-out lie.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
Either I think he's lying on purpose. I don't think that he actually thinks there's a law. I think he knows there's no law and he's lying about it. He knows how barbaric this zero tolerance policy is. I mean, the only people that like this are, who's the guy that got fired by Trump, the Breitbart guy?
Oh, Bannon, Steve Bannon?
He's the only guy that likes this policy, really. And, by the way...
And maybe Jeff Sessions, because he is really digging his heels in.
And if you love every single thing Trump does, you just can't get enough. Everything he does is right, then you like it too. And you're in the minority. It's about 28% or 25% of the American people. So there is no law that requires families to be separated at the border. If you disagree with me on this, you have your head in the sand. And you just love Trump so much that you think he's right. There is no law.
Okay,
there's no law. He is absolutely lying, as he often does.
What is the explanation then that Obama did this during his administration?
So when Obama was the president, unaccompanied minors were coming to the United States.
Remember that? We talked about how they arrived in Nogales. Yeah. They were being dropped off at Greyhound bus stations in Tucson.
You can't separate a child if their parents don't come with them.
Bingo. Bingo. That is the big difference. These were unaccompanied minors. These weren't two-year-olds being taken from their parents.
Right.
These were, I mean, and not that I think this is right either, but we're talking 10, 12, 13, 14-year-olds.
Seven. I mean, you could pay somebody to sneak your kid in.
Correct.
And I'm sure there were 5- and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds too.
Right.
But if you're unaccompanied, if you're a kid and you come to the United States and you're an unaccompanied minor, your parents aren't with you in the first place. So Obama did not separate, you know, their parents from the children. Children are here unaccompanied.
Right.
That's what an unaccompanied minor is. If you don't know what that means, go look it up.
So why is the Homeland Security chief slamming reports about this as irresponsible? That's the other part of this that just... when Jeff Flake says, I need to understand what the crap is going on. And we know Jeff Flake's not running. You know, he's been a critic of Trump. But when you have Republicans and Democrats lining up saying, what is really going on here? Mm-hmm. You know something is inherently wrong. Okay?
It is important to note that these minors are very well taken care of.
All right, we'll stop it there. That's kind of true.
That is true to the point of they have a roof over their head.
Right.
They have a bed.
Yes.
And they are being fed.
Yes. They have no human interaction, basically.
Don't believe the press.
Okay. So what this woman is telling me, Homeland Secretary, is believe you, the government. We should believe you because you're always right. Government's always right. We should believe you. I don't think so. I'm going to do my own research. I'm not going to believe the press. I'm not going to believe the administration. I'm going to do my own research, and I did my own research.
And you're going to tell us that it's not just one newspaper article in some small-town newspaper coming up with this stuff. It's the AP, it's the Washington Post, New York Times. It's a bunch of different people coming up with, this is what's happening. These are people we have interviewed. It's not some big, oh, it's got to be some kind of conspiracy theory started with in a back room. It's not that at all. But when you say, no, you can't listen to those reports, they're not true. Lady, I'm sorry. It comes from the top down. You've got the president of the United States manufacturing a law that doesn't exist and blaming the Democrat. He could change this in a millisecond. He could do this himself.
He doesn't want to because he's always been America first.
Okay, what is the game here?
If it's other kids from other countries, it has nothing to do with American people.
Right.
So he doesn't care. He doesn't care. This is a guy who's just about the bottom line. Trump's always about the bottom line.
And what's going on right now is you've got the Department of Homeland Security, Ms. Nielsen, basically saying,
lying off her rear end.
It's Congress's problem, not ours. We have the kids for 72 hours, and then it goes to HHS. So ask them about the children. Mm. It's deflection, 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 deflection.
The Pope has even gotten in on this and tweeted how awful this is. I mean, you've got...
Oh, the United Nations, Pope.
Everybody around the world is looking at this. And are we really not... We're not better than this? We are better than this.
We have to be.
Trump isn't. The White House isn't. Republicans and Democrats aren't. They really don't want to get anything done. So we're American citizens sitting here watching this and saying, really, this is my country? It's awful. It's absolutely barbaric and brutal. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to talk more about this at 3 o'clock with John Hook up next. Gut Check Time.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, we'll talk to our good buddy John Hook from Fox 10. But for right now...
It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
All right, Gatos, I need your gut check on a story you have not seen. A man accused of trying to impress a woman by landing a chartered helicopter at a North Carolina technology company plans to plead guilty to impersonating a three-star general. He will concede that he was sane at the time. This is Christian DeGruy. He basically, unexpectedly, had a chartered helicopter pilot land on a soccer field next to a sprawling corporate campus to pick up a woman that he was dating at the time.
And he wanted to seem like he was a three-star general and could be dropped off in a helicopter anywhere? Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Your gut check,
yes.
What is the biggest lie you've ever told and gotten away with?
Ha! Huh. The biggest lie I've ever
told. Besides this show for 10 years.
I mean, that's a tough one, man.
Did you ever have to say you're somebody else, or did you have to, you know, I've got it. Don't make me use it, but I've got it, you know, kind of thing. Or...
I think, you know, one of the biggest lies I told was how I got out here in 1996. I mean, I think a lot of people have a lie like this. You lie in your resume and you say, I can do this job. I can do this, this, and this. You know, you go down the checklist of, all right, are you, can you do this? Oh, absolutely. Can you do this? Oh, absolutely. I remember there were five or six things on the checklist for my first job in Phoenix, and I couldn't do any of them.
Really?
No.
You had prior radio experience,
though. I did, but not for the five things that they needed to know. You need to know how to do this. You need to know how to do that. And I mean, just lie. I totally lied. And the reason is, I wanted to get out of Syracuse, New York. It was too cold. I needed to come to the desert. So in terms of a big lie, I don't really think that's like, a huge lie, but I definitely fit. That would be my story.
Certainly didn't get you arrested.
No, it did not.
Mac and Gatos, gut check.
All right, Mac, I've got a story you haven't seen. I need your gut check. A study has been done about double dipping. You know, if you take a chip or a nacho and you stick it back in whatever kind
you
of salsa
it,
or whatever.
And then you re-dip.
And you re-dip. There is a new study that says you could certainly get a hazardous disease from doing so. There's bacteria. If you dip share, that's what they're calling it. You could get norovirus, herpes, all that kind of stuff. Good Lord, I'm never. Mac, your gut check. Have you ever double dipped and been caught doing so?
No, but I did catch myself. You're not thinking.
Is it okay to do with family? Is a double dip okay to do with family?
Define family. Like immediate family? Yeah, I wouldn't do it at the reunion, though.
No.
You haven't seen your cousin in 6 years, and they look like they have a cold sore. I wouldn't do it. You know what
no.
I mean? I certainly wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want them to do it.
I want my own dish.
Yeah.
I want my own chips.
Right.
I want my own veggies with a dip. I don't want any of that garbage.
I want him gone.
I want him out of there.
Gut check brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointments, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic relief on so many levels.
Are you sure you're not getting a cold sore on the left side of your face?
I am not.
Coming up next. Can senators, including our own Jeff Flake, stop President Trump from separating illegal immigrant children from their parents next?